We're going straight to the phones. We just had the Academy Awards. You know him, you love him. He's been on the air here for many years. And he brings us the Skin Atomy Awards, all the way from the Windy City, Chicago. Mr. Skin, good morning.
What up, Justin, Scott, Spiegel? How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Great. So you have your, Skin Atomy Awards. And did you get a chance to watch the actual awards from this past weekend? Did you watch
any of those? Yeah, I watched some of it. It's tough to watch the whole thing, man. That gets old. But yeah, I did watch a lot of it.
Let's just get right into the Skin Atomy Awards. I'm going through some of them. And I didn't even know this existed. I didn't know this happened. I'm looking at the most shocking nude scene of 2000, what is it, 18, 17, whatever year.
Yeah, so my Anatomy Awards is the best in television and nudity for the year. I always do it around Oscar time, and there's so many things now, guys. There's so many television shows with nudity, it's ridiculous, and also movies. But, we have 42 categories all for free at the front page of our website, so I wanted to go over some of the highlights with you. But, yeah. Most shocking is a great one. It's Amy Schumer in Snatched.
Amy Schumer's breast? It's a big,
oh yeah,
big breast.
27 minutes into this movie, she's talking to this guy, and she's kind of drunk, and she doesn't realize that in the course of the conversation, her whole right breast has popped out of her out of her dress, and it's her nude debut. But also was very shocking because you really didn't see it coming, and. Amy Schumer, of course, a big star, and it was the most shocking nude scene of 2017.
Can I also tell you who I'm a huge fan of on here is in the Best Butt category 2018, Carrie Russell in The Americans.
Yeah.
Carrie Russell, she's a vision. She's great in that show. Is just that ass-kicking spy.
Right, I agree, and it's funny. It seems like every other year, Carrie Russell will do a nude scene on this FX show. And I always have to put her in for Best Butt. This is, I think, her second or third time she's won it in the course of the show, which is five seasons in. And this scene on March 14th that aired on FX, you know you have a great butt when you have that that diamond, that space between the upper thigh and the crack, I guess. So and you forget too, she's 41 years old. And of all the butts we saw in movies and television, we thought Carrie Russell had the best.
Good
so that that's
her.
A great award.
Now, Mr. Skin, best monster human sex scene, The Untamed.
Weird.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, you know, everyone thought about Shape of Water with Sally Hawkins as the best monster human sex scene. But the beauty of the Anatomy Awards is we look at everything that happens, and we find the craziest stuff. I'm happy to curate it. And this one's wild. It's a Mexican movie called The Untamed, and that's Ruth Ramos. And a tentacle alien comes to Earth.
Yeah.
And ends up having sex with women, including Ruth Ramos. They actually did a Blu-ray extra of this and how they filmed this scene with this tentacle monster. And it was really cool to see how they did it, how many people had to be in the room maneuvering the levers and stuff for this thing. But
wow. It
was wild. So you think The Shape of Water had a crazy monster human thing. Wait till you see The Untamed.
Yeah,
when she had sex with a trout. Again, we're joined by Mr. Skin. With the Anatomy Awards 2018, MrSkin.com. And there's so many shows on here that I didn't even know about.
Yeah, what is The Deuce? The Deuce is on here a few times on this list. Best TV show, it's on there for something else, too. Best TV show for nudity was The Deuce.
Best TV show's The Deuce, and it's a show on HBO by David Simon, the guy that did The Wire, and it's about the sex and nudity or sex and porn industry in New York City in the early 70s. And it had, of all the great television, and you guys know there's a ton for nudity, it had by far the most nude scenes. They had 15 different actresses, including Maggie Gyllenhaal, that did nudity. Every episode had multiple scenes. And I'm sure that there were plenty of merkins used for the early 70s nudity that they had to do. Yeah, but The Deuce was the best. By the way, Westworld, which won the year before, we'll be back on the air on HBO April 22nd. So that always is fantastic, and we're looking forward to that debuting in a couple weeks.
One of my favorite movies in recent memory, as far as the fight scene was concerned, Charlize Theron in Atomic Blonde had one of the most badass continual shot fight scenes where she basically goes through a hotel and murks anyone that isn't her. It was such a great scene. And she does have a scene with someone else, Sophia Boutella.
So of all the great girl-girl moments in movies and television, we loved best celebrity lesbian scene was Charlize Theron and Sophia Boutella at the 51-minute mark of Atomic Blonde. If you don't know who Sophia Boutella is, she's this gorgeous French actress. She was the mummy in the Tom Cruise movie, The Mummy. And anyway, this... whether you like this movie or not, everyone loved the scene at the 51-minute mark between these two girls.
What percentage, Mr. Skin, of these are now TV as opposed to movies? Because back in the day...
It's funny you ask that. When I started this, when I started the website in 99, there were five television shows that had nudity. The Sopranos, Sex and the City, and like a couple others. Now there's 137 shows.
Wow!
So, yeah, 137 active shows. I'm not talking about things that have been canceled. I'm saying active shows across 35 networks. Netflix has 28 original programming shows alone with nudity. So it used to be like I might get like 5% was from television. Everything else was from movies. Now it's like 75% television, 25% movies. It's ridiculous.
Have you had to hire more people?
Yeah, because our content department, they have to go through all these shows from Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and things that we never had before. It's a lot of work. No one's complaining, but it is a lot of work.
And Mike Anderson, one of your favorites, the best accidental cheek peek coming courtesy of Witness Worldwide. You get to see a little bit of Katy Perry's butt. Look at that.
Yeah, she did this cool thing to promote her new album, Witness, as she did a... YouTube live stream, which got 49 million viewers in four days, and she had cameras all over a house where she was, you could watch her for 4 days. And inexplicably, she goes in to get a massage, and they have camera in the massage room, and she's not wearing any clothes under her towel, and she rolls over, and it was like, you got to be kidding me. And she showed butt. It was quick. And I'm telling you, if she rolled the other way, we would have got, this would have won another award, but but she won a best accidental cheek peek, which is pretty cool.
And she should also win the dirtiest feet award. Jesus.
Whoa, yeah, you know, you're not the first person that's mentioned that. And I don't know. It almost looks like she was stomping out grapes before she did this, got this massage, but I don't know what's going on with her feet.
And we can't really say the category winner of this one. It might be a little too racy for the radio, but Bethany Frankel was caught. And that's more of like a...
Bethany Frankel
thing.
And Real Housewives of New York City won an award, a slip, and then it wasn't a nip slip. She was wearing a robe. This is the from Real Housewives of New York City, and the girls were in Mexico, and her robe was open, and her pajama bottoms kind of, the wind kind of moved them, and they totally missed it on Bravo as far as pixelation, but didn't miss it at Mr. Skin.
Well, that's what I was going to say, right? So this goes through, you know, this is Real Housewives. It's Bravo. This doesn't really happen on Bravo. How do you even find that?
Because my guys go through things frame by frame, and that's how we find it. And this is not the first time we found stuff that other people just completely missed. And this is on... you know, on HD and millions of households. And my guys, I'm very proud of the Bethany Frankel award. Very good stuff.
I remember back when Mr. Skin, when VH1 got in on that whole kick where everything was, it was just a television show and they just tacked the word naked onto it. It was like naked dating.
Naked and afraid and all that stuff.
Naked on a repair.
And it was the one VH1, I think it was VH1 or MTV, where it was like naked dating or something where you met a person
huge
and you dated.
Slip up on that
show. Yes. Did you remember, did you have this one and they went swimming like in the surf or whatever and
we
were naked.
We got it.
And it was, I remember watching it on TV and I go, whoa! I just saw the whole kit and caboodle.
Editor lost their job on that mistake.
Yeah, we have that at our website, and that's a memorable moment in reality television.
Mr. Skin.
That's when the guys that do the pixelation were like interns or something. They got fired.
Yeah, that person was looking for a job. And I know you have to have yourself or one of your myriad of staff digging into and mining the wealth of nudity. Men, women, and otherwise on Altered Carbon on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell.
Yeah, Altered Carbon, I'm glad you bring it up. It's a new show from Netflix. They released it, I think it was in early February, maybe late January. So they released it on Netflix. My guys went through all 10 episodes. One of my guys said that of all the seasons of television he's ever gone through, Altered Carbon's first season had probably one of the best years he's ever seen. So you got Westworld, Altered Carbon in 2018. We're already off to an incredible year of nudity. But if you haven't seen this Altered Carbon, you'll be blown away. Tons of full frontal. It's a sci-fi show from Netflix. Really great.
Mr. Skin for the ladies, Mr. Man for the men.
Yeah, we have our Manatomy Awards over at Mr. Man, but I was just celebrating our Unatomy Awards, and it's all at the front page of MrSkin.com for free if anyone wants to check out all 42 categories.
Nice.
Mr. Skin, it's been a pleasure. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
All right, check them out. Mr. Skin, Mr. Man, both.com.